Unit 3, Lesson 3.11, Exercise 2. 1.
When I leave school in July, I'm going to Canada for 2 months. It'll be a sort of holiday, but I'm working too. I'm going to spend the first month in Quebec, where I'm staying with a lady who runs a restaurant. She says she only speaks French, which is fine by me, because that's the whole point of this trip, really. Even so, I hope she'll also teach me a bit about cooking while I'm there, and since I'll be working in the restaurant, there's a good chance she will. After that, I'm off to Sunrise Ranch, where they have more than 100 horses. They do riding holidays for kids from Quebec, so I'm going to help out there for the last month. You know, doing whatever they ask me to.
2.
Hey, Jack. Are you all going to go to France again for your holiday this summer?
Yes. Dad booked us a hotel last week.
How are you getting there?
Well, I wanted us to fly rather than drive because it's such a long way. The trouble is that all the cheap tickets are either before the school holidays or after we go back.
There's always the train. That's really good.
I know, but to get tickets for August, you need to book months in advance.
It sounds like you haven't got much choice.
No. I just hope the traffic isn't too bad.
3.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Smith. I just wanted to tell you about the activities that we've got planned for tomorrow. I know your son and daughter wanted to do the under-16s tennis, but we've had to move that to next Friday because it looks like it might rain tomorrow. So we're putting on scuba diving for beginners instead, which is always very popular with our teenagers. We provide all the equipment, so no need to worry about that, and it lasts a full day. I'm sure they'll love it. Now, that probably sounds a bit energetic, so for parents, we've arranged a trip to the Ashmead Museum. They've got a fantastic exhibition on at the moment, which I'm sure you'll love.
4.
Hi, I'm James Richardson.
Hello, Mr. Richardson. How can I help?
Well, I'm flying back to England tomorrow with the family, and we leave at 7 in the morning.
OK, so you'll need to check in at 5, which means leaving here by 4:30. And I'm afraid that's too early for the first bus. So I'll order you a taxi. And shall I book you an alarm call?
Yes, thanks.
Have you got a lot of luggage?
No, just cabin bags.
5.
Like many of Europe's top destinations, such as Rome, Venice, and Barcelona, the beautiful city of Dubrovnik in Croatia is facing a real problem. There are just too many tourists. Many local people have moved away from the city to escape the crowds, traffic jams, and noise that every summer brings, and they want the city authorities to do something about it. One suggestion is to limit the number of cruise ships to no more than 2 a day. These are a particular problem because the ships bring thousands of tourists all at the same time. Although the visitors often only stay for a few hours, a small city like Dubrovnik can't manage such huge numbers.
6.
I've found a really nice campsite for us to stay in.
Oh, good. Is it one we've been to before?
Well, I was trying to find that place by the river where we stayed last time, you know, and we went swimming. And then I clicked on the link to this one, and I think it's going to be even better.
Where is it exactly?
Well, it's about 30 kilometres outside Paris, but there's a fast train that gets you right to the city centre in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, That sounds fine.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't got a restaurant or anything, but there's a pizza place and a little supermarket in the village nearby, so we should be fine in the evenings.